Hello and welcome back to Thinks and Rambles. Today is a little bit different. I'm just going to be cooking dinner and I'm going to talk while I do it. Because I normally just talk anyways, but to myself. This way at least I feel a little less crazy doing it. I'm using my favorite knife. It's blue. The best knife in the house. And I'm cutting some broccoli. Oh, maybe this will be like ASMR.
Okey-dokey.
All that clanking was me getting a pan. So what's on the menu today, you might ask? Gonna make a little coconut curry with some vegetables, some tofu, some garbanzo beans, and yeah, hopefully it'll be good. Kind of cheating today, I have a pre-made curry, not making that myself. Just not that motivated, finals, all that. You know, the other day I was on a run, and I was thinking about how spiritual food is. Like, the sharing of a meal is so intimate and so spiritual. Like, you are nourishing your body. And not only that, but when you cook or prepare a meal to share with others, you're feeding them, like you're nourishing other people with not only food and substance, like energy and love, you know? They did this experiment with yogurt a while back. I don't know the name of it off the top of my head, but maybe I can give you more information in the next podcast. Sorry, I should have been prepared. But anyways, they did this study with yogurt, and they hooked up this guy to yogurt, and they made him feel stressed. And when he felt stressed, there was a reaction in the yogurt. The yogurt could feel his energy and his stress and anxiety. And I think that just goes to show, like, our food is so much more than just something to satisfy hunger. It's something to satisfy, like, our wantings and, like, our spiritual needs along with our physical needs. And I really truly believe that if while you're cooking, you're channeling that energy of love and passion and joy, that the people who eat your food can feel that too. And likewise, if you're channeling your pain and sorrows, I think people can taste that too, maybe subconsciously. But I wouldn't doubt if there's like a energy spiritual reaction or something. And you know, when someone prepares you a meal, like when someone prepares me a meal and I eat it, I feel like I'm tasting their soul, you know? Like, that's their energy, their time, the history, their upbringing that brought them to these flavors and to, like, explore and cook in this way. And it's just so beautiful. It's just beautiful, you know? There's just so much beauty, freaking beauty in this world. Oh, yeah. Anyways, that's how I feel. I'm now cutting cauliflower, by the way. Yeah, so I'm thinking what I'm gonna put in this is some broccoli and some cauliflower, some kale, garbanzo beans. Carrots. Can't forget about carrots. I'm really happy we're getting into summer because there's just a lot of great fresh fruits available in the summer, and I'm excited for those summer squashes. And, you know, it's just really a great time of the year. Ugh. Yeah. You know, growing up, always make food when someone was sick or had surgery or recovering and stuff. which for me was pretty often my family. And one of my mom's staple meals to make people, which I ended up making too, is twice-baked potatoes. And twice-baked potatoes, you basically like make baked potatoes, scoop out the inside, so you're just kind of left with the skin. And then you mix the insides with some butter and broccoli and spinach and vegetables. And then you stuff it back in to the potato skin. And you bake it again, thus twice baked. And that was always kind of a family favorite. And even now, twice baked potatoes are definitely a comfort for me. Even just potatoes in general, actually. Oh my gosh, should I put a potato in here? Maybe not today. Pan's getting just doing a couple more cauliflowers. And you know what's also crazy? The power of fermentation. Like, yeast is just all around us all the time. And how amazing that we can just, like, use that to make dough rise. Completely change the way something is. Oh, also I forgot, I'm now cutting an onion. In high school I had a teacher who was obsessed with yeast. She was like, yeast is awesome. And now I get it. It really is. Truly awesome. You know, I really missed kind of cooking by myself. Actually, I've been doing it for a while, but I don't know. I feel like I was just kind of cooking to get food for a while. And I'm starting to remember the beauty of that spiritual connection. And I love it. I think cooking and eating food can be a truly religious experience. Which is why so many religions have practices surrounding food, I think. Because there is something just so beautiful and spiritual and unearthly about it. So grounding and connecting, like, even if you aren't into religion, just that connection to nature that it provides. The earth grew this for you. The earth blossomed this, these ingredients. It gave its energy and used time to provide you with this thing that you can use to nourish yourself, but not only nourish, but let the flavors dance on your tongue and touch your soul. Oh. Okay. Onion has been cut. I'm gonna go over to the fridge and grab a carrot or two. Whew. Need to put carrots on the grocery list. Okay. I will begin cutting carrots. It's funny, another go-to dish that make when people are sick or hurt or recovering or dying or something is quiche. And it's just kind of ironic because in quiche usually it's egg-based and you put like cheese and stuff in it, and I'm not really a big egg fan or a cheese fan, so it's just kind of funny that I make quiche. That was random. But hey, this is Thanks and Rambles, so you can't judge too hard. right now I also just have rice going in a rice cooker. The house likes white rice, and I like white rice too. I don't really have a preference on type of rice though. So yeah, all the vegetables are cut. I'm just gonna put it on the stove and let it do its thing. Thank you so much. And I hope that as you continue through the journey of life, you can recognize or feel that spiritual connection as you eat food, that it's nourishing your body and your soul. Love you as always. Thanks for listening to me think and ramble. Goodbye.